Good morning, it's Wednesday the 5th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Belgian airspace was closed multiple times yesterday evening due to drone sightings at Brussels and Liège airports. Luxembourg offered to help divert the flights, with Lux Airport sharing its capacity with Belgian authorities. One plane was registered to land here but was cancelled when Brussels reopened. Luxair CEO Gilles Feit said recent drone incidents across Europe are causing real concerns for airlines. No drones have been detected over Luxembourg so far. The police has issued an appeal for witnesses regarding Anya Boisset, who was last seen on the 1st of November at around 6:30 p.m. in Esch-sur-Alzette. Boisset is between 1.50 m and 1.60 m tall, slim, and was wearing black clothes and white and pink trainers. The police say she is likely to be in the south of the country at present. Luxembourg is battling a growing bird flu outbreak, with 18 confirmed cases in wild birds. The Veterinary and Food Administration, ALVA, is warning high risk to poultry farms and is urging strict biosecurity measures. The affected species have primarily been herons and cranes, according to official reports. In world news, New York has elected a new mayor, with left-wing Democrat Zoran Mamdani set to replace Eric Adams. The 34-year-old, who has described himself as Donald Trump's nightmare, faces an uphill battle after President Trump threatened to withhold federal funding from the city, calling Mamdani a communist. Trump had backed Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, who resigned in 2021 following harassment allegations from 11 women. Overall, it's been a strong night for the US Democrats. In New Jersey, Democratic Party candidate Mickey Sherrill beat out a Trump-backed businessman. And in Virginia, Democratic candidate Abigail Spanberger took back the governor's mansion from the Republicans. And at least 7 people have been killed in a plane crash at Louisville Airport in Kentucky. A US UPS cargo plane crashed during takeoff, causing an explosion and major fire. Governor Andy Beshear warns the death toll could rise, with many others seriously injured. More than 100 firefighters are battling the blaze. The aircraft was bound for Honolulu. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In the Champions League, Bayern Munich secured a hard-fought 2-1 victory over PSG in Paris, despite playing the entire second half with 10 men. Luis Diaz scored twice for Bayern before receiving a red card. Liverpool beat Real Madrid 1-0 at Anfield, while Napoli and Frankfurt drew 0-0. Arsenal thrashed Slavia Prague 3-0 and Tottenham cruised past Copenhagen 4-0. Atletico Madrid won 3-1 against Union Saint-Gilloise, whilst Juventus and Sporting Lisbon shared the points in a 1-1 draw. Tonight's fixtures include Manchester City hosting Borussia Dortmund and Benfica Lisbon, featuring Luxembourg's Leandro Barrero, take on Bayer Leverkusen. This morning starts off sunny and dry, and the day promises relatively warm and sunny conditions until the evening, with some clouds at high altitude gathering later in the afternoon. Temperatures start off at 6 to 8 degrees this morning, rising to balmy highs of around 14 to 16 degrees.